Hello, everybody. Welcome. It's another F1 podcast 2010. It's a very exciting, you know, we've decided to go a bit.
We've gone up a level.
It's exciting this year. We've gone a lot more exciting than just being in our flat. This year, we've got an exclusive. We've got a proper exclusive. We are in the factory of USF1. They are showing us around. And so let's just go straight over to it. So, guys, how's it going for the launch?
Do you want fries with it?
Welcome to another F1 podcast.
Terry Saunders
and Kevin Sheffield.
We're in our den.
Let's do it again.
It's 2010 for another F1 podcast. Ow!
Hey!
Morning.
It's been ages.
Oh, so I've just got Kevin out of his shoebox.
I've been in a Formula One coma.
Yeah, he's been hibernating. If you remember the last episode, we put him in the shoebox with lots of bits of newspaper and stuff, and now he's trying to wake up.
Yeah, he's trying to wake up. Do you know what? We have discussed before, but I can't remember anything that happened last year.
Yeah, what happened?
I can't even remember who I support anymore. Isn't it McLaren Mercedes?
No, you support Braun, that team that was here
Braun?
For a year and fucked off.
Oh, they've gone now. I could choose another team, couldn't I?
Oh, God. I was supporting McLaren.
Oh, me too. We'll agree.
No, just get old Jensen Button down for McLaren. Look at me. Hello, everybody. The arguments have started. We're back. It's Formula One time. It's another F1 podcast.
Yeah,
hello.
Yeah.
We have got a lot to talk about. It's
not least Terry's brand new computer.
Oh, we're recording this now on a fucking excellent computer. None of that. There's no fan hissing in the background now. There's none of that shit. Oh, I could watch a HD movie whilst recording this, but I won't.
What's your computer called? I mean, I don't think it's got a name, but what kind of...
It's an iMac 27-inch monster.
Oh.
I put the monster in.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
So, yeah, it's good. Now, there is a new Formula One season starting on, Sunday?
Sunday. Mothering Sunday. Why?
I know. And it's... I mean, we argue a lot about all the different types of races and where they are, but Bahrain... The first race should be in Australia, not just because I like Australia, but because there's something exciting about getting up at 4 a.m.
exactly.
for the first race. This first race is on at 11. I could almost have a lie-in and then get up and I could watch the race in bed. That's not good.
And it kind of ruins the day. I mean, I've got to... Mind you, luckily I don't live with my mother. My wife is a mother.
She is a mother. That's the problem, though. That's not a problem. I'm not saying that as a kind of...
Yeah. It is a problem.
I've not seen him since November because she's been in a hibernation, so...
Yeah. So now I'm just going to wake up and go and watch a Grand Prix.
But so it's Bahrain, that's a bit dull. But it's been a...
What's happened, Terry? I haven't really paid much attention.
Well, it's odd, isn't it, how every year they say that Formula 1's getting more boring. Mm-hmm. Formula 1, instead of going, right, how do we make it more exciting on track? What they actually do is go, how about we make it more like a soap opera? And the new team's fiasco this year has been staggering.
Mm.
Oh, it's been beautiful. Now, if you remember... Last year, the year before, whenever it was, they tendered for 4 new teams coming to the sport.
4 new teams.
So they offered at the tenders lots of people. So people like ProDrive, who, you know, pretty good,
yeah.
They were turned down. No, fuck off. So we got left with, let's see if I can get this right. It was Manor, USF1, Lotus, and Campos.
Got it.
Those are the 4 teams. 4 new teams.
No one can take that away.
That's it. No one can take it away. Apart from the lawyers and the money people and F1 and the people. Now, these 4 teams were given assurances. There were due diligence. They had their finances checked. Everything was above board.
Yeah.
Strange. It's all fucked up, isn't it?
Weird.
Now, Lotus, fair to them, they've done it. They've got a car. They've got 2 drivers. They've got Mike Gascoigne. Yeah, it's all looking quite good.
They're 4 seconds off the
car. Yeah.
They've got Heike Kovalainen in the car.
Well, Heike Kovalainen, and they've realised there's no point in driving. So
just get Mike in.
They've got him making the tea.
Well, they've done it, right? So who else? Campos, how did they do?
Campos were looking good for a long time.
Well, it's the captain of the team.
They got Dallara building a chassis for him and all that. It's all looking quite good. Then the money just dried up.
Oh, is it time for it now?
Oh, we just thought... And now they've been... bought out by Hispania Racing, which they've chosen to use the acronym HRT.
I think they just got as far as HR and thought, oh no, that'd be human resources, that'd be ridiculous, we need an extra letter.
Now, I'm not an expert, but if I set up a team in any sport, even a company.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the first things I do, quick little Google search to find out whether these initials mean something else in a different language. You know, it's not hard. HRT, you put it in. Oh, it's hormone replacement therapy. Cue every week a joke about the menopause and that team.
We're going to have to make a joke now every week.
I've been.
Have you got one for this?
I've been paying attention to the car they've designed. I think they're going to have a bit of a problem with their exhausts.
Why is that?
All the hot flushes. Hey! Ding, 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 ding. Going to be lots of those jokes
good
this
on
year.
You, Terry.
Oh, look at that!
That's well done.
First one of the many. Yeah, yeah. But they're now they've got a car. They've not tested it. That's sensible. Going to a Grand Prix. Going, oh, Friday practice is going to be our first time ever.
Really?
How does it work? Yeah.
That is going to be great.
Exactly.
I mean, facing the wrong way.
Exactly. I would love it. I mean, obviously, there's a tiny chance of them doing like a brawn and going, wow, this is amazing.
No way is there that chance.
Oh, no, there is. Is there? They haven't got a year of funding from Honda and building a car and then going
They
bust.
Haven't been saying for the last 5 years we're practicing on next year's car.
Yeah, there is no way. So HRT and...
Oh, that is going to be funny. That really is going to be terrible.
It's going to be awful. Going to be properly embarrassing. Man. And then the other team was Manor, and then Richard Branson came in and went, I've got a better name.
This is my Manor, but...
Yeah, but, you know, I understand there's a team called HRT. We need a more embarrassing name, Virgin. And so like, there's going to be no jokes about that. Virgin have been in... They've had their fingers in so many pies.
No, they haven't.
Beautiful. But they've been testing as well. They've had a bit of bad reliability and stuff, but they've been testing. So Lotus and Virgin have been testing.
It's the call centre with Virgin, I reckon. And the broadband. Okay, so that's everyone except for USF1. What happened with them?
Well, they were the most grandiose. They had money from YouTube founder Chad Hurley. Which sounds a bit like a meal
Chad.
Ad. Yeah, and they had all the money. It was going to be the first American operate team. America's crying.
Team Formula America.
Formula One has been crying for America for a long time. Yeah, yeah. You know, they're surely going to be easy money. Easy
Come
money.
Come on.
And it turns out they have been shockingly shit.
and they're just not going to turn up because they're shit.
Well, what's happened is they've stopped paying anyone in the factory the last couple of months. They've had no money. The car never really got designed by the sounds of it. They barely had a drawing.
What you're saying is they're making Virgin. No, not Virgin.
HRT.
Look a bit like professionals.
Yeah, yeah. And then they started to get this thing where they said, oh, could we maybe have the first four races off? There's a thing in the rules.
You can
somewhere.
Do 4 days off and you don't need a doctor's note.
Exactly.
The
fifth one, they need a note from Bernie. And... So they tried to do the Ford races off thing. Jean Todt, the new FIA president, remember? He said, He said, fuck off.
He said, are you a Ferrari?
It looked like it was all going to go to shit. Then, Stefan Dennis GP, he's been waiting in the background.
Stefan Dennis? What, the Stefan Dennis? Gonna make a feel
good. It's some Serbian called Stefanovic, but I think it's much funnier to imagine... Stefan Dennis has gone. I've got money from neighbours.
How much can it cost?
This could be the Erinsborough-based team. Gonna make a feel good. They deserve championship points for cockiness, if nothing else. They came along. They were refused an entry in the original ballot last year.
Yeah.
They then sued the FIA for it not being a fair process. Now, if you know anything about the FIA, don't go suing them.
I don't like that.
Then they said they're going to make a team, design a car without an entry. They make it most of the way. Then they end up buying Toyota's old car when Toyota pulled out. But they didn't buy the Toyota slot for some reason. They didn't say, let's try and get Toyota space. They just bought the car.
Weirdos.
They then shipped all their stuff to Bahrain about a month ago, going, we're going to be here.
We'll be here just in case you need us.
Yeah, you know.
What?
Oh, sounds like USF1 are going a bit skew with. We'll have it. Then when USF1 were going a bit dodgy, they had talks, but the Ken Anderson chap from USF1 went, fuck off, with a big cowboy hat. This is Team America. It's intrinsic.
Over my dead body.
It's in the Constitution that we should have a team. And so they've still got an entry. And then they were going to have a test when all the other teams were testing. Now, they couldn't be in the official Formula 1 test. And obviously, if you're a Formula 1 team, then... You're only allowed to do the official test, but they're still not a team, so they can test wherever the fuck they like. So they organised their own test, got there, and then Bridgestone went, you want some tyres? They went, yep. No, I haven't any. So they couldn't test their car. And so that was it. And then...
did they turn up with the truck and open it up and go, you like my tyres?
Wouldn't it be nice?
Not for you.
And then some guy said, I am from Pirelli.
Just in case you're interested, I'll also be in Bahrain.
I had to get you some tyres. And and then the official entry list came out. And then, of course, USF1 gone. So 7GP are going, right? Well, there's an empty slot. And the FIA just went, fuck off.
No way.
You pretenders. And it turns out they're all some dodgy company with no money anyway. So...
What?
Yep, it's been a good off season. McLaren have basically gone to Mercedes. Oh, you want your own team, do you? Well, we've got a bit of a deal, remember?
We can probably cut you a little slack.
Yeah, well, we'll let you off.
A bit of mutual masturbation. Yeah, the way they went.
You give us back the bit of team you brought. We'll still use your fucking engines, and we'll fucking thrash you. Mercedes are going, oh yeah, well, we're going to get the big wig in. Oh, what, an old man? So that's obviously the news of the entire year.
Just, I don't know how I feel about this. I mean, well, I know how I feel about it. I think it's a bit weird that they've got a totally German team against a totally English team.
It does feel a bit, it's going to get nasty.
I mean, let's put it this way. I'm pretty sure the Sun are going to be more into F1 than they've ever been before.
It's going to get nasty. There's going to be...
We can make some kind of pact now not to make any jokes, never to play any damn busters, never to... But I don't think we can make that pact.
I just think it would be really funny if the first race turned up and Ross Brawn's got a little Hitler moustache. What? No, but I just like it. I saw Rich Herring show. I just like the
course. I'm just reclaiming it for the Nazis.
Or if the Mercedes badge fell off the front of the car and there's a swap. No. Oh, this is going to be a year of anti-German jokes.
They've just taken one leg off the swastika. That's all the Mercedes badge is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So Schumacher is back. Okay.
Yeah. So what do you think his form's going to be like? I think it's going to be shocking.
I think the Mercedes is going to be actually a little bit shit this year in comparison to the McLaren and the Ferrari.
Because let's remember their genes. They are like an old Honda to become a Braun.
You know, the top four teams, the Ferrari, Red Bull, Mercedes and McLaren,
mm-hmm.
are also very close. So one of the top drivers of those teams is going to finish eighth in a race. You know, so
that's
so close. It's not going to be a water run. So I think
you
Schumacher...
think it's going to be close? That's what the niggling feeling at the back of my head is, that I've heard this. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be close. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be close. And what will always happen is, in times gone by, is you'll watch Australia and you go, it's going to be close. It's going to be close. And then the next race will come around and you go, oh.
We are preparing ourselves for the disappointment of the first race, which always happens.
Yeah.
Although I think this year, because what's annoyed me the last few years has been how it kind of goes... When it was McLaren and Ferrari, it was always like, oh, this track suits McLaren.
Last year it was very much
the same with Braun and Red Bull. But if all four of them are in the mix, then that should mean that, you know, this track suits Red Bull and Ferrari or something. Mm-hmm. And there should be at least a bit of a closeness. Hamilton and his dad split up.
Yeah, they split up.
Going to a trial separation.
And so's Hamilton and Nicole Schumacher.
Well, apparently they're back together, I heard somewhere, but I'm not sure. I'm wondering whether his dad...
tried to feel her up
over
Christmas.
Yeah, you know, they're a bit too
got
much.
A bit drunk.
A bit drunk, you know, they all sat in front of the Queen's speech.
He's
and,
walking around with mistletoe in his pants.
And he's got Nicole, you know, you've helped my son.
Yeah, it's exciting, but I don't think they made much of it. I'd love to know why he didn't.
Yeah, because the official
management
stuff is all like, oh, you know, he's been a manager and a dad to me now, I just want him to be my dad. Which also implies stop fucking my girlfriend. Okay, so let's go. We're going to go through our team preview. The team previews. 2010. Is it 2010 or 2010?
2010 sounds a bit futuristic.
2010. 2010. The teams. So, McLaren Mercedes. We've got Jenson Button.
Yeah, and Lewis Hamilton. Who's
going to win that?
Who's going to win that one? Now... all the money and all the thought and everybody in the entire world says Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
Even Jenson Button's dad is going...
I think Button's going to beat him hands down.
No, you don't. Do you really think that?
I really wish he did.
Now, Mercedes GP. We've got got Michael Schumacher taking all the credit, and Nico Rosberg, who's going to be disappointing again, I feel.
Oh, poor Nico.
He must have been fucking over the moon when he got the job, going, oh, I'm going to be against Button. Well, that's going to be easy. Yeah. Fucking
in his
Button.
Old car.
Oh, this is going to be fucking a dream. Oh, Button's gone. I'll probably have some new kid to piss over again. Yeah. Like a Japanese fellow, I can't remember his name. I know. Oh, no, there you go. It's seven times world champion Michael Schumacher. And so Nico Rosberg is going to look pretty shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I think. Red Bull is the only team. The only team with no change this year is Red Bull.
And, they look like old hands at the moment, don't they?
Well, Mark Webber is an old hand. He's older than Schumacher's dad.
Hey, has each team got an injury problem? Look, you've got Schumacher with his... What about Hamilton and Button? Apart from their egos, nothing there
to be
bruised.
The big weakness in McLaren is the egos. Mercedes, we've got one dodgy neck. Red Bull,
you've got a dodgy knee.
Do you reckon his knee's still bad?
Yeah, I'll be playing him up.
I hope so.
And Massa, you've got, well, spring in the face.
Not talking about that. Barrichello's arthritis must be coming up on Williams.
And don't forget the Hulk as well. He has a tendency to turn green.
And then we've got Ferrari in the mix there. So we've got Alonso coming in and out. Alonso's been
a
bit quiet of late.
Yep. Which is weird.
Oh, one term twice, went to McLaren, made a bit of a fuss, went to Renault, kind of had a couple of moments of winning races, kind of fixed.
Yeah.
Now in Ferrari, is he going to step up again, or is he going to be used to being a bit shit? Williams. Every year we had the hope of the Williams resurgence. Can't see it.
Yeah, and now they've gone with Barrichello, the king of the resurgence, maybe this time.
My prediction for the year,
they're
going to get a win.
They're going to get a win?
It's going to be a fluke win. It's going to be Barrichello doing his kind of keeping his nose out of trouble, but being quick enough. Yeah. All the other teams are going to crash or fuck off or something. There'll be a win in the pack. It's not going to be a winning car, but there will be a win in the year. Wow. That's what I reckon. Okay. Renault.
No, I reckon it'll be Hülkenberg that will get that win. Just
because
he'll have to overtake Barrichello, who would have run out of fuel on the last lap.
Oh, that'd be cruel. Renault are back. They're Renault here again, but they've got good colours this year.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind, the last few years, Renault have gone with pretty gross sponsor colours to mix with their own. But that's the one good thing about the scandal last year, the race fixing. No one will sponsor them. They've got their own colours.
Yeah, you'll get what you like.
Yeah, fine, whatever. No one's watching. So, although Renault's not even Renault anymore. They've been bought out by some other company that owns 70... Like, Renault only own 30% of the company now, so... It's Renault in name only. They'll probably be slipping away next. Force India.
Hey, looks quite familiar there, though. That's no change from the last bit of the season.
True. Drew Lutz has got some to prove. Sutil, stop crashing. Just stop it. He's been in the simulator all year, not crashing.
They've been testing him in the wind tunnel because he spent more time out of the car.
Yeah, just make sure that you look good standing up.
You practice this. It's not my fault.
So they could weirdly do quite well. They might actually be the fifth team this year.
Yeah, that's a good point, because below that you've got...
We've got Toro Rosso, who have...
Well, they're no change from the last week. The battle there.
So it's the first year where they've not got a Red Bull car. They've not just bought an Adrian Newey car. So they've also designed their own.
This is their own. Who designed their car, do we know?
Oh, me. Some cunt. I don't know.
Some cunt? He's designed a lot of cars.
He has.
Okay, so what...
Then we've got Lotus with the... daftest driver lineup yet. We've got Trulli, who surely, even if he's got a drive, you must think he's there going, God, I'm bored of this. How much longer can I carry on with this pretense? And then Kovalainen, who is...
with some kind of weird comb-over haircut.
Yeah, so Lotus is 4 seconds off the pace at the test.
Four seconds off the pace. That's quite good. And we figured out probably about 20 laps before...
20 laps before we get some lapping, I reckon. So it's going to be fruity, I think, is the word we're looking for. The HRT team, who on the Formula 1 website don't even have a logo yet.
they haven't even tested the car, so a logo is the least of their worries. Yeah. They're going to turn up with a spray can and just draw something on the side.
It's just going to be smeared with
patches.
Yeah. So they've got Chandu, they've got the Indian driver, who's a new Indian driver in the team, and they've got Bruno Senna.
Bruno. Ooh,
only second to Michael Schumacher for potential disappointment this year. then we got the BMW Sauber Ferrari, as they're officially called at the minute. They are still got the BMW tag, despite BMW running out on them like a like a businessman running out from a whore without paying. Sauber still owns the team, but they've got Ferrari engines. So they've got the wonderful Pedro Della Rosa, who, if you go to the Formula One teams and drivers page, he looks like he should be in IT as opposed to driving.
Francis Rossi from Status Quo.
There's a bit of both. And they've got the fantastic bullet from Japan, Kobayashi.
Kamikaze Biashi.
We can only hope he's up to his old tricks. And in a, and Sauber might be quite quick, we're not sure. So we're looking forward to that. And then we've got the Virgin Racing team, where they've got Glock is team leader. Makes him like a call center, doesn't it? It's team leader.
Team leader.
And his line of command. And he is joined with
Degrassi.
Degrassi, that's his name. Some guy we'll see not a lot
of. So on Degrassi.
Hey! So those are the teams. So that's 24 cars.
24.
Should be starting the first race. So that's the Grand Prix. It's the Grand Prix season coming ahead. Let's have some predictions, shall we? Okay, world champion.
World champion will be... Wow, Vettel.
Ooh. I'm going for Alonso.
Ooh,
I know. Whoa! Didn't expect that to come out of my mouth.
Do you think it... What happened? Yeah, because it could be that Alonso-Schumacher battle again. Can you imagine that?
Can you imagine it's going to be exciting?
Everyone says it's going to be exciting. Let's just hope for a little millisecond that it is exciting.
Constructors, best constructors of the year?
Will be... Mercedes.
I think Ferrari. Ferrari have, they're always very good at.
Yeah, they've got money. Often... Is there any budget? There's no budget caps this year.
No.
What about fuel tanks? There was word that they still haven't really figured out how much fuel to run, and there's a chance that over a race distance they could run out.
They're going to cut it fast. That's one thing we've not talked about. The pit stops are apparently going to be under 2 seconds. I read the other day.
I can't see that. How can you change them in under 2 seconds?
How can the car's not even stopped?
Just reckon they're just going to run, just touch it, and go. You didn't see it. You didn't see it. We changed.
So that's going to be mighty. But that also means this is the one thing where it's going to get more interesting this year, because in the last few years, if you fluff a pit stop, it's been kind of masked by the fact that even if something goes wrong with the tyres, you've got to wait
still
10 seconds.
Fueling anyway.
So
you can
normally get it done in time. But now it's going to make all the difference. You know, if you fluff a 2 second pit stop and it becomes a 10 second pit stop, that's 8 seconds
turn
on track.
Yeah.
Bang. Oh, that's good. I'm looking forward to this non refuel. Have they got enough garages in the pits? That'd be good, wouldn't it? There's a couple of races where Virgin and HRT are sharing. Yeah. Oh, I've only just made the connection with Virgin and HRT.
Two ends of a scale.
Two ends of a woman. a woman's life encapsulated in Formula One. Who'd have thought it?
With a few Williams in between.
Whee! And a prancing horse.
And a Red Bull.
And a Force India, but let's not talk about that much. That's it. So let's have more predictions. So the prediction for the first race. Pole position?
Pole position will be... I'm going with Vettel.
I'm going with Hamilton.
Are you going to go with Hamilton?
And the winner?
I'm going Vettel all the way. Vettel all the way.
I think we're going to have a slightly surprising winner. I'm going to go with... Weber. Ooh!
Oh,
I'm being fruity.
Yeah, fruity. So, and what about the BBC teams? First cock-up.
Eddie Jordan.
First cock-up film's bullshit, first nonsense, first person to annoy me.
Eddie Jordan. Let's take a guess on the race day. What colour Eddie Jordan's shirt's going to be?
Oh, they'll wear pink. They wore pink last time.
No, I think it's going to be a blue silk shirt with some kind of white pattern.
They're in
it's
Bahrain.
Sweat marks.
They're going to show his armpit sweat.
Okay, and...
Weather prediction?
Bahrain. I think it might be a little gusty. Okay, of the new teams, which one is going to embarrass themselves most and why on the first race?
I think it's going to be HRT because they're not going to come with any uniforms. It's going to be blokes in the pits. I've
forgotten that,
With just T-shirts on.
It's exciting, isn't it?
It is exciting for two different reasons. It's like two different championships
It's properly unknown. It's going to be close at one end. It's going to be disastrous at the other. And at some point in the track, those two worlds are going to meet. So that's it. That's our season preview. We've
previewed the season. We've done a lot of research over the time that we've been away.
We just looked on the internet when we went online. we don't know what the fuck's going to happen. We've probably missed out all the important news. But
Business as usual here.
Business as usual here. We've got no idea what's going on. We can't remember a thing from last year. We're just going to take the piss out of the obvious puns. That's how we do it.
Yeah.
So join us for another year of taking the piss out of Formula One and swearing. See you after Bahrain, everybody. Cunts. Bye.
Bye.
Did you call them all cunts?
Yeah.
You've been listening to another F1 podcast with Terry Saunders and Kevin Shepherd. If you want more stuff, come to the website, anotherf1podcast.com. Bye!